U.S. government officials and intelligence agencies, blindsided by the rise of the Islamic State, seem to have been utterly incapable of judging the simmering resentment and eventual radicalization of Sunni populations in Syria and Iraq. Let's hope they don't miss the same thing happening now in parts of Lebanon. I'm Charles Goyette. Syria may have a large Sunni majority, more than 70%, but the country has been ruled by the Assad family since 1970. They are Alawites, a variant of the mainstream Shia found in Iran. The rebellion against Bashar Assad did not start as a Sunni uprising, and while Alawites have been especially privileged, of course, and dominate the military elite there, Sunnis have been represented to some extent in Syria's governing classes and upper crust. Still, it is no surprise that ISIS has been as successful as it has among Syria's disaffected Sunni majority. I suspect that Bashar Assad's economic policies, which yielded inflation of 120% last year, has helped split off Sunni merchant class supporters of his regime. In any case, it did not take long for the anti-Assad uprising in Syria to become a powerful rallying spot for Sunni jihadists. The stakes are high for everybody in Syria. Sunnis that rebelled against Assad know that they will be held to account if his regime prevails. Alawites in Syria feel certain that they will be slaughtered in the event of a Sunni takeover. Sunnis are the minority in Iraq, and while they dominated the officer corps and the military and the government under Saddam Hussein, the U.S. puppet prime minister from 2006 to 2014, Nouri al-Maliki, was a notoriously partisan Shia. In making Maliki a central target of its propaganda campaign in Iraq, ISIS was able to bring aggrieved Sunnis flocking to its black banners there. Now Lebanon, regarded as geographically insulated from the Sunni uprising, looks like it could fall victim to the ISIS horror too. Lebanese Sunnis have already been a part of the rebel forces in Syria. Syrian rebels themselves have skirmished with the Lebanese army along their border. And now Tripoli, Lebanon, only 70 miles from the Assad seat of power in Damascus, looks to be the next to rally to the Black Banner. While Lebanon itself is thought to be evenly split, 27% Sunni and 27% Shia, with a 40% Christian population and about 5% Druze, Tripoli, the largest city in northern Lebanon, is a Sunni stronghold, and it would be a rich prize for ISIS, giving them their first seaport. With the banks that it has plundered and the oil production that it has taken over, ISIS has found somehow the wherewithal to pay Sunni recruits in Lebanon $1,500 a month. That's a fortune in a city where half the population is said to live on $4 a day. The West is not capable of stopping ISIS. Indeed, our invasions and incursions, our armaments, alliances, and training have actually nourished it. Our governing classes and state-sponsored intellectuals do not seem capable of understanding the dynamics that have driven ISIS to its present gains. As an example of the profound misunderstanding of the risks involved in the region, the European Union in Luxembourg has just now decided to step up sanctions on Syria. The best thing we can do is stay out of the region, stop radicalizing local populations with our perpetual bombardment, and quit installing puppet governments in the region. It would also help if we put an end to the sanctions against Russia, Iran, and Syria, all of which would normally act as powerful regional checks on Islam's most radical and successful jihadists. ISIS is a brutal movement that makes Bashar Assad look civilized by comparison, and it's driven by a misread fundamentalist dynamism that can carry it a long, long way. With all eyes on the danger of Ebola, it would be a mistake to miss the risk of the deadly ISIS virulence with its decapitations and sex slavery of women. This plague is now spreading to fresh new territory in the Mideast. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.